Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyabonga Jonga ngokusipha indaba ngolimi lesishona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu oluhle mhla ka 23 Mpalakazi 2022. Igama lami ngugeyino Gumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhla
ukuthi bababophe bekhumbula bona kuyatshengisa ukuthi into liyabadiyuni divuleka yikho. So which is by regard njengokuthi izaphu yaseranda they conquered. So i-relationship ekhona izaphu lezanu is that of a conquered and the conqueror. Kumbe sithi a horse and the rider.
Umthetho wandaba kamantshi obulawayo Magistrate Court namhla ukhulule inkokheli yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ebotshwe izolo ngemva kokuhlawula isibambiso se-bail senkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, $20,000 umuntu ngamunye.
I now appoint the full-fledged composition of the Politburo of ZANU-PF. As I have already mentioned, I have the two vice presidents, as indicated, Comrade Vice President Chiwenga, Comrade Vice President Mohadi.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, ongumkhokheli webandla elibusayo leZANU-PF, namhla wethule uluhlu lwamalunga abumba idale laphezulu lebandla lakhe elePolitburo, lapho engeze khona amanye amagama abantu abakade bengekho kulo. Njengoba ikhisimusi sifikile, yekela kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silethulele umculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo u-Onesimo Ngcotsha Mpofu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Abathathu laba ababoshwe.
Umthetho wandaba kamantshi owebulawayo Magistrate Court namhla ukhulule unkosazana Samu Chuma, umqondisi we-Girls Table, umsekeli kamqondisi we-Ibhethu likaZulu umnumzana Thamsanqa Ncube, lelunga lenhlanganiso le umnumzana Melusi Nyathi, ngokubahlawulisa isibambiso se-bail senkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, $20,000 umuntu ngamunye. Kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abathathu laba ababotshwe izolo balala bevalelwe bamiswe phambi ngomthethwandaba namhlanje besethezwa icala lokwephula usahluko 37 wesisekelo sombuso ngesikhathi benanza ilanga le-Unity Day. Bebemelwe ligqwetha elisebenza phansi wenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, umnumzana Jabulani Mhlanga oyale ukukhuluma lentathelo izindaba ethi uyaphuthuma ukuze izibotshwa zikhululwe masinya ejele. Esedale umhlanga ekhulumisana lomantshi uBusani Sibanda lomtshutshisi unkosikazi Mashaje, ubike ukuba izibotshwa azilansolo lamapholisa lendlela abaphathwe ngayo, njalo uyacela ukuba bakhululwe bathonisiswe icala ababhekane lalo besuka ngekhaya, buye bazalandela zonke iziqondiso zesibambiso. Abathathu laba bakhangelele ukuphenduka edale likamantshi ngomnyaka ozayo mhla ka 20 Zibandlela. Umqondisi weibhethu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo uthi ukuvinjwa ukunanza ilanga le-Unity Day kuphikisana lenkulumo yokubambana kahulumende.
Kulusizi ukuthi abantu behlukunyezwe bekhumbula izihlobo zabo ezabotshwa ezabulawa ngohulumende, uhulumende nalowo eqede ebabophi ebabophela into abangayenzanga, ebafayindise ebanikeza ibheyili yemali edolayo. Kodwa hhayi, akulandaba uNkulunkulu ngakhe wonke umuntu, awubulali bantu ubusuzenza wena iqhalaqhala uthi uyalungisa udaba kungalanto yenzayo esenza izaba.
Umabhalani webandla lezaphu kobulawayo umnumzana Vivian Siziba uthi kuyathusa ukubotshwa kwabantu ngelanga le-Unity Day.
Ukuthi bababophe bekhumbula bona kuyatshengisa ukuthi into liyabadiyuni divuleka yikho. So it's by regard and Jonguti is up here, Sierra, and they conquered. So in relationship, a corner is up to Lezano is that of a conquered and the conqueror.
Ekhuluma engakabotshwa ilunga le-ibhethi likaZulu uMnumzana Melusi Nyathi uthe kulihlazo ukubotshelwa ukubuthana benanza abathinteka ngegugurawundi.
Yize leze ukuthi abantu baxoxe ngalo lolu daba, izinduna zilide ngizwile bengimlalele ekhuluma izolo. Ukhuluma into angayipraktiziyo.
Abathathu laba babotshwe izolo balala enkambeni yamapholisa enzikini yedolobho eCentral Police Station, basiwa edale likamanje eTrade Gold Magistrate Court. Uncubelo Nyathi befakwe izankosi ezandleni ngemva kokubavumela ukuthi bahlawule isibambiso esebail. Umanje uSibanda ubakhuthaze ukuba bengephuli iziqondiso zesibambiso ibail. Abathathu laba bakhangelelwe ukukhululwa namhlanje imali yesibambiso ingabhadalwa kulungiswe lamaphepha okubakhulula ngesikhathi bengakayi ejele lekhami. Udubo lokwaliswa kanye lokubotshwa kwabantu betshengisela ngokuthula njengalokho okwehlele abathathu laba ihlala isolwa ngabenhlanganiso zokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele ezigoqela e-African Commission on Human and People's Rights, lenhlangothi zomanyano wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations. Lezi nhlanganiso zithi kulilungelo lomuntu wonke ukutshengisela ngokuthula lapho kulokubahluphayo phansi kwezivumelwano zamazwe omhlaba zokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 iwoBulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ongumkhokheli webandla elibusayo leZANU PF namhla wethule uluhlu lwamalunga abumba idale laphezulu lebandla lakhe elePolitbureau, lapho engeze khona amanye amagama abantu abakade bengekho kulo. Amalunga la agoqela labo abakade bevele bekukomitile, labanye abakade sebalahlelwa emsamo asebephendukisiwe, labalutshwana abatsha. Abacungubungula ezombusazwe bathi lokhu kuveza ukuba uMnangagwa uzimisele ukumanyanisa amaxuku adonselanayo kuleli bandla ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. uMnangagwa uqale ngokwethula amagama abasekeli bakhe kubandla, omnumzana Constantino Chiwenga lo Kembo Muhadi kanye lomgcini sihlalo webandla unkosikazi Opam Chinguri Kashiri ababuyisele esikhundleni abakade bevele bekiso.
I now appoint the full-fledged composition of the Politburo of ZANU-PF. As I have already mentioned, I have the two vice presidents, as indicated, Comrade Vice President Chiwenga, Comrade Vice President Muhadi. The chairman of the party is Comrade OCZ Chinguri Kashiri. The Secretary for Administration is Dr. Obed Moses Mpofu. His deputy is Lieutenant General Nyambuya.
Abanye ababuyiselwe ezihlalweni zabo kuPolitbureau bagoqela umnumzana Obert Mpofu ongunobhala, umkakhe unkosikazi Auxilia Mnangagwa ozabona ngokwezethekeli lezemvelo, unkosikazi Mabel Chinomona obona ngabesifazane, uThino Machakaire obona ngezabatsha, usomlomo wedale lephalamende umnumzana Jacob Mudenda ophiwe isikhundla sokubona ngezomthetho esasivanjwe ngumnumzana Paul Mangwana, yena oseza kubona ngezokwemba. Kulabo asebebuyiselwe kuPolitbureau bevela emsamo bagoqela umnumzana Webster Shamu ozasekela umqoqi wezenhlelo zebandla, uDeputy Political Commissar umnumzana James Makamba owake wavinjwa ukuncintisela isihlalo sikamgcini isihlalo weMashonaland Central, ephiwe isikhundla sokusekela obona ngezokuthwala kwempahla lo mnumzana Super Mandiwa Ndlira ozabona ngezezabelo. Ocubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Joseph Chuma engelinye lamalunga eCentral Committee yaleli bandla uthi iPolitbureau le ikhombisa isifiso sikaMnangagwa esokubambanisa ibandla lokuqhubekelisa phambili inhlelo zokuqeqetsha lokulolonga abatsha kwezombusazwe.
Ekwenzeni lokhu ngiyananzelela ukubana kube lokutshintsha okuthize ukukhona. Siyabona bakhona abanye abantu abatsha abangenileyo kupolitbureau, labanye abadala abaqhubeke belokhu bebambe izikhundla zabo abevele belanje. Khonokho yikho okutshengisela into esiyibiza ngesiNgisi sithi yi-continuity.
Kodwa uMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, eyinye njalo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, uthi i-politbureau le ikhipha obala ukubana akulanguquko phakathi kombuso kamuyi uMnumzana Mgabe lokaMnangagwa.
Nanku-ke le abayibiza i-Second Republic isibuye yabacela njalo ukuthi bakapule bebulala bediliza ilizwe. Akula mbono kumbe ingqondo ezintsha ezivezwa lapha.
Isisekelo sebandla le-ZANU-PF sithi umkhokheli webandla ulamandla okukhipha kuloba ngubani kukomiti ye-Politbureau lapho afuna khona. Kodwa bonke laba bazahlala ezikhundleni zabo kuze kube lo munye umhlangano omkhulu weKhongolosi Congress ngemva kweminyaka emihlanu. Isizalwane seBotswana sesiphathise imuli yeZimbabwe yalahlekelwa ngamalunga amabili kungozi yomlilo ngesitanda lapho abazakwakha khona umuzi wabo. Intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kweleBotswana.
UmSamaria omuhle ngunkosikazi Sibongile Msimanga, isizalwane seBotswana esinikeze imuli kaMnumzana Decent Spanda indawo yokwakha engabiza inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu amapula i-300,000. UmSimanga otshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ubone kufanele ukuthi aphathise imuli yalahlelwa ngumama lendodakazi eleminyaka emibili kulandela umlilo waqhamuka endlini yabo eTlokweni ngomfumfu.
Lami ngakhangela ukuthi mina ngelani engilakho, ngakhangela indawo lami enganikezwa ngumuntu unkulunkulu ukuthi ngingenzani ngayo ingaka, nothi ukuthi inkulu ngingenzani lama kungancedisa. Ngingayithatha ngiyithengise kumbe ngibanike imali, ngathi kungcono njengokuba bengala ndawo yokuhlala betshele endlini kamnikazi, ngibanikeza indawo yileyo, ngibanikeza yonena, ngibanikeza indawo yenaleyo okanye baboleki nanikeza ukuthi bayakhele sibancedise bahlale khona lapho.
UmSimbanga uthi indawo izabhaliswa ngaphansi kwebizo lezingane ezimbili ezaphephayo engozini yomlilo. Enye ingane yajaka buhlungu kodwa yaphepha ilenyanga ezine. Ubaba wezingane uSibanda uthi uzizwa eduduzekile ngosizo alutholayo lokhe kwehla ingozi yomlilo, wona wabangwa ukuduba kwesigxingi esilomlilo ukupheka igasi.
Ngibonga kakhulu umama uMsimanga into owangenzela yona, wanikeza abantu abami bobabili indawo yokuhlala. Ngenhliziyo alayo lobuhlungu wabuzwayo ngesikhelo esokuthi yakwazi ukuthi abantwana laye ngumuntu ongumama oba nabantwana. So ngiyabonga kakhulu. Into engiyicelayo luncedo lokuthi abantu abami khona lawo abathole khona bekwanise ukuthi kuncedise ukuthi bekwazi ukuyakhelwa.
Okade encedisana lemuli kaSibanda lokho kwehla umonakalo, uMnumzana Mluleki Mbhebhe uthi bajabule ngesandla somusa sikaMsimanga, khathesi sebezama ukudinga izandla ukuthi kusungulwe uhlelo lokwakha.
Into esesicela lapha kakhulu ukuthi siyisizwe, besicela asilayo imali kwamanje, sisasungula sisaqalisa sebancane, so besicela ama-donations izimali zokuthi imdeni lo uyakhelwe indlu lapho abazahlala khona eBotswana belahlekelwe kho konke, ngoba sibazamela impahla lokudla okwamanje sesithola iplot ukuthi beyakhelwe endane semithi Muthabi. Kwesekucela kuphela ngalesi sikhathi bazali izihlobo zenkosi.
UMnumzana Titus Nxumalo umgcini sihlalo wesizanani Caregivers uthi njengenhlanganiso baqhubeka bephathisa imuli zabantu bekhaya ezizithola zisebunzimeni.
Uyamnika kamboleki, umnikile 400 squares engithemba ukuthi ngentengo yeBotswana ingaba yi-around 300,000. Yikho-ke ngokunjalo zihlobo zami esizweni sakithi kuseselabantu abalenhliziyo ezinhle, njalo ngithanda ukuthi libe kwazi umhlaba wonke lisincedise ngama-donations, libe kwazi futhi ukuthi simile eBotswana njengabazali babantwana. Abantwana nxa bese eBotswana bakhuthazeni ukuthi babonane labazali besizanane caregivers nqabe lenhlupho.
Ingozi yomlilo ehlela imuli kaSibanda ngesikhathi unkosikazi wakhe uPinky Singo ephekela abantwana uSibanda wayengekho ngesikhathi sengozi. Kuthi umntwana oleminyaka eyisithupha wayedlala phandle, indodana eleminyaka emibili yadlula kusanda kwenzeka ingozi, kukanti umama wabhubha ngemva kwesikhathi esesibhedlela sePrincess Marina eGaborone. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabona kwele Botswana.
Okwamanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Mhlaka 16 ngenyanga kaMpalakazi, ugatsha lweSocial Council kumanyano weUnited Nations lwavotela ukuthi ilizwe leIran lixotshwe kukhomishini ephathelane lendaba zabesifazana kulumanyano. A Commission of the Status of Women, umeli weMelika kumanyano weUnited Nations, unkosazana Linda Thomas Greenfield, wathi umthelela walelinyathelo ukuthi lizanyikinyisa umhlaba wonke, njalo wagcizelela ukuthi imizamo le ekhokhelwa ngeleMelika iphathisa inhlanganiso yezizimeleyo eIran. Inyathelo leli lona elimqoka lathathwa kulandelwa ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana lamantombazana ngohulumende weIran, kanye lesihluku sakhe kulabo abatshengisela ngokuthula ezitaladeni zalelo lizwe, okwabangelwa yikufa kukaMahsa Amini owayeneminyaka engamatshumi amabili lambili ezandleni zamapholisa ngenyanga kaMpandula. Uhulumende weIran mhlawumbe wacabanga ukuthi ukufa kukaMahsa kuzadlula nje kungabi ndaba zalutho, kutsho unkosazana Thomas Greenfield. Kodwa ngalesi isikhathi kwakulomahluko. Abesifazana abalezivindi abazintathela izindaba, uNilofa Hamedi loElane Mohamed, basakaza lolu daba. Abantu beIran bathi beluzwa bathi sokwanele. Abesifazana beIran kanye labesilisa abemhlobo ehlukeneyo basukuma batshengisela bathi bafuna ukuthi amalungelo abo ananzwe bemanyaniswa indikimba ethi owesifazana impilo lenkululeko. Uhulumende weIran wazama wehluleka ukuthi avimbele abantu belizwe lakhe ukuthi bekhulume kunyanga ezintathu ezedluleyo ngokubabopha ukuhlukuluza inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabatshengisela ngokuthula lokubethulela isigwebo esiphezulu esigoqela ukugwetshelwa ukufa ngemva kokuthonisiswa kungalandelwa umthetho. Umcebisi wogatsha lweNational Security umnumzana Jake Sullivan wethula umbiko othi ukuvotela ukuxotsha ilizwe leIran ugatsha lweUN Commission on the Status of Women ngezinye impawu ezibonisa ukuthi maningi amazwe avumelana ukuthi eleIran sokufanele livume umlando eliwetheswayo. Waphinda wanika umzekeliso wesinqumo sogatsha lweUN Human Rights Council ngenyanga edluleyo esamukelwa ngabaningi esokubumba ikomiti yokuphenya uchuku lukahulumende weIran ebantwini bakhe. Wathi mhlaka 8 ngoMpalakazi, amazwe ayisishiyagalolunye alobe umbiko esola ukuhlukuluzwa kwabesifazana abatshengiselayo ngohulumende weIran. Uthi kufanele kwenziwe yonke imizamo yokuthi kulandelwe umthetho kumacala adalwa iziphathamandla zikahulumende weIran. Ngemva kokuvotela ukuthi eleIran lisuswe kukhomishini ye-Status of Women, u-ambassador Thomas Greenfield wathi lelo lilanga elibalulekileyo, njalo wathi samela uMahsa, samela abesifazana, njalo samela impilo.
Lapho-ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Usuku lweKhisimusi lusuku lwentokozo oluthakazelelwa ngabantu bonke emhlabeni jikelele, kodwa akabavumelani ngendlela oluthakazelelwa ngayo. Abanye bathi kufanele kuyiwe ezinkonzweni, abanye njalo besithi lusuku lokunatha utshwala. UThuso Khumalo osethulela lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa uxoxa labomdabu lamakholwa bechaza ukuthi kungani lolu suku beluthakazelela ngendlela ezehlukeneyo.
Oh. ungezwa sokukhala lezingoma emisakazweni lasezitolo ezithengisa kutshiyeneyo uhle wazi ukuthi ikhisimusi isifikile. Iningi lamaKrestu baluqakathekisa kakhulu lolu suku lwekhisimusi ngoba besijula usuku lokuzalwa komsindisi uJesu Kristu. Umfundisi webandla lamaZayoni uBishop Louis Guduza uthi indlela eqodwe yokunanza leli langa ikungena emthandazweni abantu bekhonza bebonga isipho esinguJesu osindisayo.
Mina vele I don't agree with abantu abahamba becelebrate ngokuphuza utshwala. Uvele umuntu uyabe eziphuzela utshwala but abesethatha ilanga leChristmas alenza ngazathi kuthiwa ilanga lokucelebrate. How do you celebrate uJesu Kristu odakiwe?
Kodwa-ke lolu suku alusathakazelelwanga amaKristu kuphela. Sekulikhefu elithakazelelwa umhlaba wonke jikelele. Kanti-ke ingoma zokuzithokozisa lamanzi amponjwana yikho okuhamba phambili ngaleli langa. Ingcitshi kwezomdabu uMnumzana Sidumo Nyandeni uthi kuleqiniso ukuthi kuzwekazi le-Afrika ilanga lekhisimusi langena njengesiko lesiKristu. Kodwa-ke okhokho iningi labo abangekho esiKristwini badinga indlela zokulithakazelela leli langa.
Emnyakeni lapha nabo obukhulu bethu sebemukele ukuthi sekunekhisimusi bebesenza amadili sekutshwala kuhlatha inkomo kujathule wenziwe yonke kuchule yonke leyo nto kuchule ingoma zesintu.
Kodwa kakhona amanye amaKristu angalinanziyo leli langa. Umvangelo zibiza njengombhalo weBhayibheli uMduduzi Mgutshini uthi abukho ubufakazi bokuthi uJesu wazalwa aleli langa. Ngokutsho kwembali yaleli langa etholakala engwalweni eziningi kugoqela logwalo lomthombo wolwazi iBritannica, umhlaka 25 Mpalakazi bekulilanga elithakazelelwa isizwe samaRoma endulo uJesu engakazalwa. Ngalesi sikhathi bebethakazelela ukubuya njalo kwelanga ngemva kobusika. Isikhathi-ke lapho abebesenza khona amagigi kudliwa kunathwa lokuphanana izipho. Ngokutsho kwalo umthombo wolwazi, amaKristu aqale ukuthakazelela leli langa njengelanga lokuzalwa kukaJesu ngenkuthazo yombusi wamaRoma uConstantine owenza lokhu ngemva kokuphenduka kwakhe esengumKristu. Umvangeli Mgutshini uthi ubufakazi obukhona yikuthi umhlaka 25 kwakulusuku lokuthakazelela ilanga okwakungesinye sezithixo zabesizwe samaRoma endulo.
Ungakhangela kahle indaba le yekhisimusi, abakholwayo labangakholwayo bayaluthokozela lolusuku kumbe ngithi bayalucelebrate usuku lwekhisimusi, okuveza kukhulu ukuthi indaba leyi isaseyimpica abadala, ngoba kumele kube lo mehluko umuntu okholwayo nomuntu ongakholwayo ukuthi ulwemukela njani lolu suku lwekhisimusi. Xa ungathatha iBhayibheli lakho ulivule usukusela kuGenesisi usiya kusambulo ngeke uthole abantwana benkosi becelebrate lolu suku lwekhisimusi.
Iningi elithi okuqakathekileyo ngalolu suku yikuthi amakholwa namangakholwayo ikhefu lekhisimusi selibaphe ithuba lokuphumula ukubona isihlobo labangane kanye lokuzijabulisa. Ministry 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngiwuthuso Khumalo.
Ichi woza woza Friday my darling. Woza Friday 7 Zupogine.
Njengoba ikhisimusi isifikile yekela kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silethulele umculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uOnesimo Ngcotsha Mpofu ukuze asondize amakholwa enkosini yena ecula ekobulawayo. Asizwe exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Is it
Zikati zekisi mosi, zikati zemuli. Lapo amakolwa ananza uzalo uga Jesu Kristu. Kutandazwa, kujiwa, kuwe utiitwe. Uwane simu ngocha, uzo sipusisa umtulu wake, agesizwe imbali yake.
Kujiwe kamalam logo zalwa ngezalewe Mchavezi Mission Hospital na ufunda Mchavezi Primary. Suka Mchavezi Primary na sasa ya Mchavezi ya Secondary funde kuna my secondary education up to A level. Suka lapo na sasa ya Elubani State University. Iko lapo ya engeza kuna sifundo za misa pesu.
Cha wangena kwezomculo esemncane wakhula engoculayo kuzobela namhlanje uyaphambili
ngiqale ukucula ke ngisesencane othuthi ngisese labo 5 years ngibe lesengqale ukucula uhlabelela ingoma zegospel lesikolo ngikhule ngihlabelelayo njalo igama lami elithi Onesimo Ncosha elithi Onesimo ligama lami lokubenza sebele engizalwe ngalo elithi ukuthi umuntu oletha inzuzo samanye who brings profit ngihlabela umculo ke gospel
umuntu wasindiswa udala njalo ungumthumayeli oludumo kakhulu uthi yena ucula kulibizo kuye
ngiyinto engibizele ukuthi ngithumayele ivangeli ngokuhlabelela abantu benelise ukubaphenduke abanye basikise abanye bathule ukuthula nje ngokulalela ke lo mculo engicula njalo ngisebenza le Destiny Music Production uprojector wami uVictor T uye esisebenza sonke ke emculeni wakhona ke abanye esebenza labo abagoqela ke uSindwe Ncube odade wethu lapha noPauline bakhona ke labafo wethu Innocent Nyoni esakisisebenzisa lesonke nje emculeni.
Sala ilizile kisimusi ubalaleli mpofu ubatshele ukuthi utholakala ngapi koba funa ukulandela.
Merry Christmas and a prosperous new year. Let's enjoy with our families and our loved ones, but let's take care of each other, let's take care of ourselves. Nasikhohle ukuthi singobani, life continues even in 2023. Bakithi kasiziphatheni kahle, sikholise ndawonye. Mina ngithola kakhulu ngithola ku YouTube Onesimo Ncosha, ngoku ngithole ku Facebook ngokuthi Onesimo Ncosha uyangithola lapho Onesimo Ncosha, ku Instagram Onesimo Ncosha, ku TikTok Onesimo Ncosha, njalo ke ku Twitter uyangithola ke kumphana. Ngiyabonga kakhulu sekelo olweni bakithi.
Siyabonga ngokubusiswa ngomculo osingenisa ku Christmas kamnandi oka Onesimo Ncosha Mpofu, omunye esilaye kuhlelo oza Friday. Libe le careful Christmas elimnandi engela ngozi, liziphathe kuhle. Merry Christmas, igama lami Ezra Jesus Bar.
Siyabonga ezethisa sibanda lo Onesimo Ncosha Mpofu. Ku live talk namhla sikhangela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bayethakazelela njani ikhisimusi lonyaka endaweni ezijeneyo somhlaba lapho abakhona. Sengekehlukani zihlobo wathi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umthethandaba kamantshi obulawayo Magistrate Court namhlanje ukhulule inkokheli yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ebotshwe izolo ngemva kokuba hlawulisa isibambiso sebail senkulungwane ezingamathumi amabili zamadola eZimbabwe, $20,000 umuntu ngamunye. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ongumkhokheli webandla elibusayo leZANU PF namhla wethule uluhlu lwamalunga abumba idale laphezulu lebandla lakhe lePolitbureau lapho engeze khona amanye amagama abantu abakade bengekho. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uMagumede uGaino Saidi ngisithi asihlanganeni njalo kusasa kusihlwa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.